All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Oh, cool. Are you familiar with the website Snopes.com?
Of course I am. It has a terrible liberal bias, and they
Oh,
do not
man.
say the truths about Obama that I wish
You
they would.
saw exactly where I was going with this. First it was like, why doesn't Trump get any credit?
Why isn't CNN getting out there and they're picking all these fights and
Covering all his good works, you would incite violence against the media too
Of course I would.
if people were constantly attacking you and your family and never talking about what good things you do.
Right. No, if I was out there day after day, the modern day Cincinnatus called up from tilling the
Working
field,
hard.
working hard, working for the weekend, going down, escaping to Mar-a-Lago. That's the only way. That's the only place I can go.
That's work for him.
That is work.
That's
You
what we
know,
don't understand because we're dumb.
that's where all the business gets done, Gary. And, frankly, shame on you. Shame on you for policing him. You know, so much for the tolerant left.
Oh, not me. This Snopes. This show has gone so downhill now that politics have been
Oh my
involved.
gosh, ever since we even broached that topic, like we just broke that seal and then immediately whirlpool down to the bottom. Just
So let's.
every week, 30 straight minutes of pure leftist liberal garbage.
Yep. Let's recenter ourselves.
I'm so
Like the
angry,
center,
Gary.
right? Let's get
I'm
back in the
so
center.
angry.
What we need is an alt center, Cole.
Okay, what we need is an alternative center, a fiercely independent podcast source for video games that are agnostic of all context.
Bam. Like what? I just want to heal the divide.
Okay, that's, you know, I think that's
I'm
the
sick of hearing about
that's a start.
things.
That's a start. That's a start. It's a start.
Okay. So
Okay.
Snopes.
Snopes.
Bad for news about our glorious leader. Bad for news about Hussein,
Oh,
but
yes.
good for news about like human oddities and gross things.
Oh, of course.
So you probably read recently about that recent where they found the toe in the bag of Cheetos. Cheetos,
I've
it's
heard
like
about
cheese
the
covered
I
toe.
mean you're getting into TDRK territory. I've read about them like the toe that was stolen, but not about the Cheeto.
The Cheeto, it was a big thing. Turns out it is true. Lots of aunts and
No.
uncles forwarded it.
So it is not it's not like the Wendy's chili finger. That was that was fake.
It's not like
Okay.
Chili Finger, and not like
Not
Chili
like
Finger, the famous blues man.
the Yeah, or like chili finger the Neil Young C-side. That's right. There was one lower than B-side. It's powder finger, but instead of being about a boat on the Vietnam River, it's about chili.
It's about Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's weird leftover meat chili. So one of the side effects of New Derek is that he sloughs off body parts.
Oh,
We haven't
left
figured it out.
left and right.
Yeah, we had the boys down in the lab, so I figured to randomize. I thought this would be kind of fun. I wrote the name of a random game on all these body parts he
Yeah.
sloughed off.
We have
I put them
a veritable armory of arms.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are small. I just waited for the small ones because
Okay.
I put them in this Cheeto bag. I'm gonna shake it up, cover them all with cheese dust, and then
Okay.
you reach in, and you can pick out which game we're gonna do.
Okay. Can I wear a glove?
Cool.
Okay. All
Like
right.
I like are you a, are you an
Wait,
elite liberal?
can I make a life hack out of this? Can I use a chopstick? Can I use chopsticks?
That's real West Coast talk, man. I don't know. Like,
On a
show me your
coast.
MAGA
There's a river
tattoo.
here.
That sounds. Show me like
Okay.
get a rope.
Can I use some Dixie sticks?
Yes,
Okay,
you can
cool.
use
There we are.
Dixie
All right, there we go. Okay, so
sticks.
I'm gonna take these two rib bones from my 4th of July barbecue. I have no idea when this episode's coming out, but it's applicable. And let's pull one out here. Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Thunder
Huh.
clap, boom, boom, boom. Don't
Yeah.
it's a car accident.
It's Chester Cheetah, too cool to fool. That's right, Snopes. You can't get one over on me.
Yeah, fake toe. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm happy we alienated all those people. We had to get that off our chest.
Nobody. I don't. Nobody. Like
It's fine.
I don't want to be
No,
racist.
I'm Cole Ross. I'm Cole Ross.
This is After Suffering. the show where we tell you the things that the liberal media doesn't want you to know.
Can you give them some Alex Jones voice? I've heard recent demands.
I'm out of games I'm obsessed with. Just throat noise.
Why won't somebody help Gary Jones?
Planescape.
What Gary Jones is trying to say is this week we are talking about Chester Cheetah Too Cool to Fool, which is strangely enough one of these it's one of a couple Cheeto themed video games from the 16-bit era.
It's weird. I don't think it's the one I played.
What?
I think I played the other one.
Okay. Well, I think we've got some coverage.
Can I? I'm not trying to make this the end of the podcast at the beginning.
Okay.
But I want to get rid of it. I want to get it over with so I can get it off my screen. You know what Chester Cheetah is not too cool to do? 69 with the Pink Panther.
I would have thought he would go with the Noid.
I would think so too, but really there's multiple, like somebody shipping him with the Pink Panther because there's multiple pictures of this.
No, I think that's a tag on Tumblr.
This is the all-time worst one of these, though. So there's two things on Rule 34 right now for this, and I'm not trying to turn this into something we check every time. I was just like, somebody wanted to fuck that.
I thought about it. I figured it would come up organically. I didn't want to manufacture a 34.
No. There's the thing with him and Tony the Tiger.
Okay.
Comparing dongs. Tony Tiger in a big bad way, dude.
Well, I mean, he's got the stature, you know?
By a mile. And then, so the rest of them are just like, you know, just your run-of-the-mill Chester Cheetah porn. But the featured image for Rule 34 today is John holding Garfield's legs up and fucking our Garfield.
Oh, no.
Garfield is... eating lasagna.
I don't care how world weary that cat is. He doesn't deserve that. He's not ready for that.
He's real into it because he has the lasagna. John is weeping. It's one of the. It's really weird. it's because Garfield's clawing his chest. Okay,
I see that. Oh, okay, yeah.
But Garfield definitely has this ecstatic like Garfgasm face.
Yeah. Definitely. This is this is him like getting the scent receipt that Nermal got to Abu Dhabi. I know exactly which expression you're talking about.
He looks very happy.
Yeah,
and he's eating lasagna like a sandwich in that weird way that like.
No, Garfield nobody's ever eaten lasagna, which is just meat cake.
Garfield lasagna is so weird. But just before I saw the claws, John was weeping like he was under some kind of like thinner curse to do this.
I mean, you know, so I don't want to horn in on what is it being Jim Davis's territory here. Like Garfield is a very dependable well to go to, and it's not our mainstay. I would totally believe that John would weep without reason.
John, he probably weeps all the time.
Right.
Like this is if John's having sex with a human woman, he's crying.
It's so beautiful. No. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that heaven would be right here?
He cries right after he proposes. Right. Every time with no exception. And that's John.
Yeah. You know? That's our John. And we just have to be okay. No, I've always thought that Garfield's lasagna looked more like enchiladas to me.
Yeah, it does look like enchiladas. Yeah,
yeah, which makes me hungry for enchiladas.
I don't like enchiladas that much. I think we had this conversation before.
No, I think I've eaten enchiladas in front of you,
it burned me up inside. Yes, you have. I'm glad you brought it up.
They're fine. I like an enchilada with a green sauce. I like a sour sauce than an enchilada.
Yeah, sour sauce is better than that red sauce.
Yeah,
like enchilada red sauce. You get that, or you get like a quote unquote wet burrito, which has all that red sauce on it, and that specific kind of red, because it's not like hot sauce.
No, it's very sweet, and that's a problem for me. It's
weird, like sweet like sauce. Yeah, it does not work for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, no, I was pretty happy that. So okay, so I figured we would get to Rule 34 eventually because we are talking about a mascot that's still around. Gary, in preparation for this, I did eat a Cheeto.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had a Cheeto.
Did you have them in your house, or where did you acquire the
Cheetos? I was home over the weekend, and my mom has like, you know, kid food, like, you know, junk food around, because we have like nieces and nephews and stuff, you know, and like they're the grandparents, and so they're going to spoil them and stuff. So they had Fritos, and they had some Cheetos, I'm like, I'm going to get a small bowl and I'm going to pour a little bit of one in, pour a little bit of the other. And I've been put off.
Is it a suicide?
It's been a while since I had a Frito that has not had chili poured over it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like I will put some Fritos at the bottom of a bowl when I make chili, and then pour some chili over top of that. No, I've been put off of Fritos and Cheetos once I learned that you could use both to start fires in an emergency.
Yeah.
So Survivor Man actually put me off of those much quicker than the nutritional label ought to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but, well, like every once in a while you read about something like that where it's like, this food is actually plastic. And it's like, listen, egghead, all food is plastic. Get off it.
It's all polymers. It's all polymers. It's
like, come on. You haven't eaten a natural thing in your life. Like, where's the line?
Right. Yeah. So I think that's that is more about, I don't know. I don't like the idea that my food has utility. I'm only barely comfortable that you could use a strand of spaghetti to light your stove burner if you were out of matches, you know?
Yeah. The utility doesn't bother me, but I also just don't, I make it a point not to eat that much junk food.
Right.
Or so I
right.
say, but like I have a sweet tooth. I eat gummy things and I
we all have our weaknesses. I had two pieces of cake this weekend, Gary. Come on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy, the other night instead of making dinner, I ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
We're all a little guilty.
What in the world? Come on. Yeah. I'm going to hang up.
We switched into an office culture thing. Like, I'm going to do this because I just don't care. I've been good. So I get to eat this thing. Anyone around to validate me?
Like, I've been good. I didn't mean to do that. But
hello, adults. Can you give me permission to eat like a human?
Hey, fellow adults around here at the water receptacle, the one that treats the water with UV rays somehow. I don't know. Can I make a mistake? Is it okay that I made a food mistake?
Is it okay for me to eat something suboptimal if I tell you about all the hours I spent at the gym, like the weekend? So I get something good and you get something terrible.
Right.
You get to hear about my spin class and I get to have this tiny sliver of cheesecake. Will somebody split this almond with me?
Yeah.
It's got sugar on it. Like
it is honey roasted, and I'm worried that it is going to go directly to my shins, to my calves.
One quarter of that almond, put one of that on each of my thighs. Yeah. Like, but that's too much almond.
See, that is the food/conversational equivalent of, they put one of ours in the hospital, we put 10 of theirs in the grave.
Yeah, it's a real escalation.
It really is. Because it's paying other people back for violence that you did to yourself.
Every time that happened, like that, I can't remember if we talked about this on this show or not in general, but it always drove me nuts. And it was just like, somebody would pull that shit with me and they'd be like, oh, you know, I've been good this week. I'd be like, just eat what you want. Like,
yeah, fuck.
You know,
I'm not your dad.
I had three sandwiches for dinner the other night. Like, you're fine. You are fine. And this was when I worked in that office. I was at like my skinniest. Like, I was in pretty decent shape.
Right.
Then, you know, and it was just like, guys,
I'm not your confessional, you know?
I mean, that's what it is. And it's just like, and the culture is just, it's so gross.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's
sorry to, like, I mean, you know, not to distract you from your lovely mixing chips.
No. I knew this was coming up and I decided, hey, why don't I enjoy, something from the Frito-Lay brand of snack food. Something that I realized while playing this and also while, you know, examining the bag of the Cheetos, was that Chester Cheetah is basically Joe Camel.
Yeah, he's got a real long snout.
He's got a real penile kind of steeze, except instead of shilling for nicotine, he's shilling for sodium and starch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. A Cheeto tastes good.
Oh, Cheeto's great. A Cheeto is engineered to taste good. There are men in labs who like worked for years to make sure you would be addicted to them forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it is. That's one of the reasons why I don't eat like this kind of junk food.
Yeah.
Because I do like it. It's just like if I have it around, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
You know, no. So it's just, I just choose not to have it around. Like that's the point at which I have enough responsibility, not to like,
well, just not to let it in your house. Like that's the marker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Cheetos specifically, like I think it was like Stuff You Should Know. They were talking about some kind of like, I forget what the word for it is, but like the metric of like how many calories to how strong the taste is, but like how long it stays present in your mouth.
Mm.
So like, it'll never satiate you, but it is incredibly calorie dense. and very tasty. So you're going to like just eat as many of them as they can. Like there is an actual like metric for that. That is that is used, and like Cheetos are the gold standard for that. And I'm not sure if it is like the puffy Cheetos, the fake Cheetos for dogs and liars, or the regular like small crunchy Cheetos.
Yeah, those little yellow turds.
Right.
Like those little knobby, or as represented in the game, the Cheeto paws.
I remember the Cheeto paws.
Yeah, you collect them in the game. It's great.
Yeah, they're your lives.
I looked at some douchebag YouTube guy who was playing this for jokes and to see some of the later levels, and he's just like, this game, like, he's like, there's no story and it doesn't feature any Cheetos in it. And I was like, you young man, like, those are Cheetos you're collecting.
No,
you like, fool. Cheetos paws
like I think a hubristic experiment on the part of the Cheetos Corporation to bring uniformity to the shape of their product. And I don't know that I,
you don't like the puffy ones. The puffy ones are uniform as well.
No, I do not like the puffy ones. Yeah.
I think they're all pretty good. What about the circles? You know, like the circles. Either?
Oh, like the cheese ball.
Good serve for the dogs?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like the cheese ball, like you get in the big plastic barrel, that were often like there was a mom at Little League games who would give out like sandwich bags full of them.
The office barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with the ball. I think that the packing peanut, big puffy one. No, I'm not down for that. I like the denser one, or the uniformity of the ball.
The fun thing about the ball is to put one in your mouth and just let it desiccate. Long do you let one of those things go without chewing it?
Oh yeah.
Until eventually it's like free of all like cheese flavor, and it's just this like,
oh, it's just corn.
Yeah, just this like corny like foam that you're letting like fall apart in your throat. Like,
yeah.
I remember
oh my gosh, it was like this fake, it was like shaped like popcorn, but it was Cheeto puff material, and like there being a huge fight in my house because my stepdad, who I love, he's a great guy, well, one day when I was like going to elementary school, my lunch was like a quarter of a bag of the fake corn Cheeto things that was like folded over on itself a couple of times, then put in my lunchbox. It was just a quarter.
That's pretty messed up.
It's pretty. He learned.
Thank God. it's because if we're being honest, he's a step good guy. Like, you said, he's a pretty good guy. Like, let's be honest here. He's step good.
Yeah, he's just step good.
Seems step nice.
I try very hard not to talk about my family on shows. He's okay. That's an embarrassing story, but it was kind of ridiculous to open up my lunch that day. It's like second grade, and then here's this, and everybody's like, "Oh man, look at you! You got the good stuff." And I'm like, "I kind of wanted some salami, dog."
Yeah, it's something. I need some kind of protein. I'm still growing. Did you know? That the mascot for Fritos is the Frito Bandito.
Oh, of course I did.
I had no idea about the Frito Bandito, man.
He was phased out. The people on the Game Facts boards are really obsessed with the Frito Bandito. I think because the internet is and always has been a place for semi ironic but mostly sincere racism. Yeah, no, the Frito Bandito. Definitely, I don't think he ever made it out of black and white.
But there's a color version. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. No, Frito Bandito. I think he went the way of the Mountain Dew hillbilly.
Yeah, that guy. Like the Appalachian Toothless Joe kind of character. Yeah. Like, you must be looking at the Game Facts for the Genesis version, because I played the Super Nintendo version and the board is dead. There's some Game Facts gold.
Ooh.
And the reviews, well, but the board itself is dead.
I looked at both. I make a habit of looking at both, but you might have seen some stuff in the reviews that I didn't see. So you played the Genesis version, you said?
No, I suppose that you had played the Genesis version. I played the Super Nintendo version.
Okay, I played a Super Nintendo version, but there are a couple of them. I need to look and see, because I played one called Too Cool to Fool, and it is a perilously slow platformer.
Yeah, that's what I played as well.
Yeah.
Where you it said that I couldn't get charging into enemies to work. I had to reset up my emulator. So I couldn't really dash. I was supposed to be able to dash according to the manual.
Hmm.
But it just ended up being a very painfully slow platformer, where your invincibility star makes you stop.
Oh, like you pick up
the guitar.
You pick up the guitar. Okay, so we played the exact same one. Okay.
If any enemies happen to come out on the screen like after you've picked it up, then they might die.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, and like it's not like they send all of the enemies from around the area at you. Like, oh, like you use this to, you know, to sink through all the dudes. Okay, fine. Nope. It just pins you down. Playing a guitar that is exactly the same shade of white as Chester's crotch.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's
a little weird.
Looks like he's swinging around his man-sized dong.
Yeah. Yeah. To like bad rock and roll music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the main loop. This is one of those like. The melody has, it's like a 6-note loop thing. It's excruciating. It's real bad. And other than that, like it's pretty like, you know, shitty hit detection, everything you expect, right? Like Chester the Cheetah is killing a bunch of animals for no reason. I was mad at the thing that said there was no story, because it starts off with that text scroll where it's like, I'm being held in the zoo against my will. Like, he's telling you, like, you read that on the back of a Cheetos bag, like he's trying to escape. You know, he's like, read between the lines.
He's like, sending messages out on the bags.
Yeah.
Why are these Cheetos passing through a zoo? That seems incredibly unsanitary.
I wouldn't eat a Cheeto in a zoo.
No, I would not eat him if it was blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So he's like being trapped in a zoo, but he's also trying to assemble pieces of his hog.
Yeah. He's got to get his one of his very various hogs.
Yeah.
Like because mean Eugene, who's the zookeeper / like drill sergeant.
Oh, so somebody from the extended Cheetahverse.
Yes. Yes. Took his bike apart.
Right. Right.
So the first level is the quest for wheels. I only got to the second level, which becomes a Boogerman-esque nonlinear, you know, vertical platformer. But I couldn't figure out how to climb up things.
No.
It seems to be easy, but it's not.
It really should. So you have these ropes, and I thought, oh wow, this is gonna be like it's gonna model swinging. No, not really. Like you grab onto it and then you just slide off at the end. So. I thought I was supposed to head upward and there was no way to do so. So I was like, I've put 20 minutes on. Maybe 5 of those minutes were a call with Chris. The world may never know. But I decided I'd seen enough. It's like in that first level, though, I have to commend this game for giving an accurate approximation of what it would be like to crawl through a sewer tube.
So he does that little hump.
Yeah, like
he's grotesque, like floor pleasure.
He shimmies through. It's like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. That's except it's definitely more crotch based. It's all hips, you know.
I mean, it's as sexual as Andy Dufresne wanted to be.
That's true.
But you know, it had to be an R rating. It couldn't go up to NC-17.
If only they had we'd seen like the backstory or whatever when we got to see him with his wife.
Oh yeah.
And then you know.
Right. But yeah, like you are just it is just such a slow fucking game, and the visuals, like all of the design looks roughly Bebe's Kid level.
It's got some Bebe DNA. It's got my baby's DNA. It's got my baby's DNA in it. it is way too slow. It's real shitty. The first level, like nothing, there's those little, the sewers you go down into. Other than that, though, it's just like gentle, like tiny hills, like hills as tall as your knees.
Right, right.
And then sometimes power-ups that don't do anything that you have to jump on little springs. So already we're fighting anthropomorphized springs. Like it's not just zoo animals.
No. We're fighting Springy the Springfield Spring. And also, are those communist turtles?
They look like it.
Yeah, they've got the red star on them.
I like the end. Then I would like them. I mean, like them because they get killed because
because Snopes, yeah.
Aga. He was gonna have a TV show, and I read this first sentence on his Wikipedia that blew my like. I saw the beginning of it, and you're talking about the turtles, and I like my breath caught in my throat. Like I was gonna have to cut you off to tell you this really amazing thing.
Okay,
and it's not. But this sentence, like, tell me how awesome this begins. Like this was would have like. Been the rest of the episode for sure. In 1992, Chester's own television program called Yo, It's the Chester the Cheetah Show was under development for Fox Kids Saturday morning fall lineup. However, an ethics debate, and that's all I saw, I was like, what's that gonna be?
Oh, we need to get transcripts of that debate.
It was all the obvious stuff. Like, he's an advertising character. He's the Chocobots,
yeah,
you know, high energy, quick energy hour.
Yeah.
But the I love the idea if it had been anything else, like, you know, like, and like the idea there was a debate that opened, like, where there was a stage, was it moderated? Like, was it on the McLaughlin group? Like,
yeah, the entire nation watched with bated breath. It was 1992. They actually preempted the Bush-Clinton, the Bush-Clinton-Perot debates.
Yeah, you know, in this corner, you know, like, I mean, like an anthropomorphic cheetah representing himself.
Yeah. In this corner, it was an animated cheetah.
Tipper Gore. Yeah, like, it's just...
Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. I just want to go down here because I love any Wikipedia thing about accents. So as of 2008, Cheetos has taken aim at an adult demographic with a recent series of ads featuring the mascot in promotion of orangeunderground.com. In this art incarnation, Chester, originally a puppet, is computer generated like his previous incarnation, but now with a photorealistic texture and detail, and speaks in a mid-Atlantic accent and encourages people to use their Cheetos in acts of revenge or to solve problems.
The utility. I thought it was going to say they've been courting an adult market by showing people dip their Cheetos in coffee.
It would just be like that that raccoon who tries to wash his cotton candy.
Yeah, poor guy.
I love that gift so
nightmare.
Much. Wait a minute, what?
So this website's a nightmare, orangeunderground.com.
Oh, geez.
Oh, you gotta go, man. This is some Web 2.0 shit. This is Web 3.0. This is...
This goes on forever.
You can kind of loop it for eternity.
It's off the charts. Let's see here. God, I hope my speakers are muted. Oh, boy, there is a photorealistic... Chester Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. He's got that weird beard. It's like Merle Haggard or something.
Yeah, he's definitely got this. Ooh, there's like some parallax going on. It's telling me to click and drag. Gary, this is optimized for mobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know he ran for mayor of Chester, Montana? Apparently. Like a town, or there was like an advertising thing. A town named Chester deserves a mayor named Chester. Can't argue with that.
No.
Off to be the mayor of Gary, Indiana. First action, closing down this shit heap. Like everybody out.
Making sure that car's no longer on fire.
Yeah, put out your cars and go home. You can't stay here.
You just go around and lock all the doors with the key to the city.
Oh man, welcome. My homepage is your homepage. Can you imagine going on a date, Cole, where like, you know, you, like it's like you on the date you have like a YouTube conversation and she's like, well, let me just show you that clip, and then she opens her computer and this is her homepage. And then like
I've got a draft of a tweet which just reads reason for divorce, erotic fan art of Roger Klotz turning into car. Yeah, that would be roughly on the order.
Yeah, it'd be very, very problematic.
No, I don't think I have anything to hide, but like I always make sure that I'm like in some kind of closet before I unlock my phone to make sure nothing is up.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
No, that's you can never be too careful. While we're hanging out on Wikipedia, I've got to do some Wikipedia set of best on this Too Cool to Fool site. Okay. The instruction manual contains a popular English that is recognized by many gamers, as is Chester Cheetah Way is one person play. The English spawned due to bad translations and an intent to rhyme in a verse form similar to Dr. Seuss's anapestic tetrameter.
Like, not to sound pretentious, but it's a dramaturgical dyad. Yeah.
And I love this because I need to go to the talk page, of course, but this has instead of a citation needed, this has just a superscript that says original resource. Original research.
Well, that led directly into this review from the Game Sultan 3.
Ooh.
Whose review is as is Chester Cheetah Way is one person play is the title, and then he goes on to say, Yeah, that's right. I took my tagline directly out of my instruction booklet. When you find Ingrish in the instruction manual, you know you're in for it big time. And believe me, I was.
I never thought it would happen to me.
And then Chester came in and took off his fur.
Why is Muscle Cat rubbing all over me?
Why is this it's pretty hard. Like, Chester Cheetah originally was just the Trix Rabbit. Like, he didn't get the Cheetos and he wanted the Cheetos.
Right.
And I think he made sense. And then at some point he became really cool. And I was like, this is now stretching credibility.
He became really cool, but he became an anti-Cheetos advocate. Because he was telling people how dangerously cheesy these snacks were.
Yeah, inadvisable amounts of cheese.
Yeah, this cheese level should be legally actionable.
Yeah.
Gary, I just had a terrifying thought. Mm-hmm. If somebody listening to this is in a place where they never got Cheetos or they never got a Chester the Cheetah equivalent, do they know?
Well, I think it's our, as cultural ambassadors from the States, I think it's our job to educate them if that's the case.
Okay, so yeah, Joe Camel, but for cheese.
Yeah, but for cheese. Yeah. It is, he's a cheetah.
Yeah.
He's extremely poochy, and he tries to get Cheetos or warn you about Cheetos. Sometimes he used to not be successful, but now, in another, Wikipedia said it best, where it says, God, what is this line? The Chester's character underwent a slight revamping in 1997 with the introduction of Dangerously Cheesy and Pete Slacker replacing Joel Murray's voice actor. Chester began appearing in live action / animated hybrid advertisements that saw him entering the real world. During this time, the ads began betraying him in a less antagonistic manner. His personality went from being bumbling to being suave and cool, as well as him actually managing to eat Cheetos, unlike in older commercials.
He finally gets the
leprechaun gets the the golden grams or whatever. He gets to actually eat the tricks.
Yeah.
They did a contest, Cheetos Tiny Twitter Tales of Terror, the frightening finalist here, which are a series of Twitter short films based around Cheetos that are vaguely horror themed, and the framing device is Chester Cheetah in a Cryptkeeper-esque mansion.
I'd be down for that. Yeah.
They went real hard on this shit.
Huh. Wait a minute. So PepsiCo owns Cheetos along with Frito-Lay. They also own a snack, some kind of potato chip snack food called Munchos.
Hmm.
I've
had Munchos.
I'm very curious about Munchos.
It is the variety snack food. It's what you did essentially.
So it's a pub mix kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't. Munchos. I'm sorry. That's Munchies, I think.
Huh.
Munchos are extremely salty potato chips, if I recall, and they're cooked a little bit different. They taste kind of air popped. Like they would be light if they weren't coated in grease and salt.
Okay.
They're not as thick though.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely had Munchos. Munchos taste good. Huh. In that science way.
Yeah. There's also down here in this massive, you may also be interested. It says they own Sabra 49%. And I was curious what 49% meant. No, they just own 49% of the Sabra snack, Mediterranean Snack Food Corporation. Okay.
Yeah. The Munchies is the cheese fix snack mix that has Sun Chips, Doritos, rolled gold pretzels, and Cheetos inside it.
Yeah. It's a pub mix. It's basically all the factory sweepins, but covered with Cheeto dust.
Sweet sweepins and leavens. Yeah. Get your 8 ounces.
Yeah. I don't know that I have anything more to say about Chester the Cheetah or this game. This game is just catastrophically ill-advised.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, it is a mascot platformer for the SNES in the vein of Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't think this is that much better or worse than Wayne's World. I did play this when I was younger, but I think I played the other one.
Okay.
There's another 16-bit Chester Cheetah game, I'm 90% certain.
Yeah.
Or it was this one and I forgot about it.
Yeah, you repressed it. I could totally see this being a game that I that I checked out because like I went whole hog. Like I got the 7-Up game for Christmas.
Mm.
Like the you know cool spot or whatever, the side-scrolling platformer that was made by Virgin. Yeah.
I think we talked about that before.
I think we have. I think it was.
We
about,
did one of those. We did the isometric one. I think we talked about the.
Oh yeah, it was Cool Spots Hollywood Attack. The day the music died.
Yeah. the game I played was Chester Cheeto Wild Wild Quest, which has a Super Mario World esque overworld.
What?
As you're collecting parts of Hollywood, the map to Hollywood.
Huh.
So that's the one I played. It's also not good, but it's slightly better than Too Cool to Fool.
Hmm.
So I'm glad I didn't imagine, like I didn't just dream up a Chester Cheeto game.
No, that's fine. Are we ready to call it, do you think?
I think so. How do we come to this?
So this was demanded. This was by our friend Evan B.
Hey, Evan.
Who says, 90s mascot and a bad platformer? Why not? And then also this one was put into the suggestion box by Neal. So thank you for putting that in. But also thank you to Evan B for supporting us. This is one that he paid for us to talk about, and I hope that you got the the Cheetos chat that you were desiring.
Isn't it kind of amazing how like snack chips or snack products are just gonna be like are so easy to talk about? Like I feel like we could do another 45 minutes on this. We
really could. This is kind of I never talked with Chris about this, but like I try very hard not to bring up fast food on those damn Ross Kids because it's just way too easy to make the entire show about that.
Yeah, it's like how it is to eat. Like I can't keep these chips around in my house for eating, and I can't keep them around my podcast because like they'll just
they suffuse everything.
Yeah.
And like I think that belies like a fetishistic desire for them that, you know, it's possible it could exist, but it's definitely not at surface level. Like it's not
I'm so naughty when I eat them and I want somebody to give me permission.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm angling for permission because I'm so bad.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
I'm bad.
You're so bad, Gary.
And well, I worked out. Listen.
Okay. No, no.
I worked out a lot.
I've been really good.
It's like when we want to talk about snack food on this, we just have to be like, listen, we did a whole season on Dark Souls 3. We were really good.
We were really, really good. Just let us bum down here by talking about the Frito Bandito for a second.
We put in the work.
It's got everything that we desire. It's got a bad for you snack food. It has an outdated and insensitive racial depiction. Mm-hmm. Come on, like it's something for us to both like secretly love but also publicly condemn.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've earned it. If you like the show, the best thing you can possibly ever do in a million years is to support us on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, we have recently restructured our Patreon, and now it is cool and better.
Yeah. For example, if you give us $5, it is action-packed with stuff. You get episodes a week early. You get access to our Slack community. You get 2 extra episodes of this show per month. Yeah, like that is, you know, it's far be it from us to say what $5 is worth. And you know, that is a decision for you. We have tried to make that tier as attractive as possible, and upward from that, there is even more cool stuff. And even downward from that, there's also some cool stuff. You know, you want a copy of that, Abject Suffering cum rap?
Yeah. The cum rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, also if you do, $40, you get, you know, we talked about this, how there's shows you haven't listened to.
Yeah.
Before there's a premium episode, this $40 gets you all of our premium stuff that we've ever made.
Yeah, it's just up there,
golden ticket, and it just gets you do it and it gets more valuable. Everything that comes out is yours. There's all this, you know, all kinds of weird shit in there, and there shall be more as such.
Yeah.
So
should say this, if you were an early release backer in the past, please check your email or check Patreon for the for the new entry. There is a new feed for the week early. So it is advised that you go in and resubscribe on the new one. Yes.
Yeah. You only have to do it that one time.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, other than that, ratings, reviews, telling your friends, and just generally listening.
Yeah.
All appreciated.
You know what? If you want to go out and get like a fun size bag of Cheetos, I am not going to judge you.
No. In exchange for you supporting the show.
of course.
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah. If you didn't support the show, I will come at you with everything that I've got.
Yeah. Then I will Cheeto shame you. No, I wouldn't.
No, it's fine. All of these are decisions to make.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I'm never going to Cheeto shame somebody. A Cheeto's good, man. Like doing this thing made me wish that I had Cheetos.
Yeah.
I went and got a soda before this, and I did not get a salty snack.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Salt's good. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
I think so.
Yeah. So, until next time, who is Too Cool Dog?